Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Once again, you are now in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And yes, today is Saturday, May 26, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, as we always do, I'm asking all listeners, I see we have a lot of first-time listeners on tonight, so I always ask the listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pen and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God. In the person of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing the word once again on tonight. And for the first-time listeners, Pastor Norman King comes forth bringing the word of God every fourth Saturday over the same worldwide platform delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. So you want to mark your calendars for the first-time listeners to know that Pastor Norman King comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide ministry every fourth Saturday. So as we always do, we open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please go and pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, our risen Savior and soon-coming King. It's in his name that we come again, Heavenly Father, to give you praise. We come to give you glory and honor because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're not like man. So we come to you, Heavenly Father, knowing that you're the only one who can forgive us of all of our sins. So we know that some way, somehow, we have fallen short and we have sinned. So we come asking in the name of Jesus. I started with myself and my entire family, forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. And then also for Pastor Norman King and his family, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, and not only us, but every faithful doer of your word, Heavenly Father, all over the land. Forgive us in the name of Jesus Christ so that our work for you will not be in vain. And, oh God, that we can continue to fulfill our God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now looking up the sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. And we know that you're the doctor, the ultimate doctor that has never lost a patient. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land in the name of Jesus. And then, Heavenly Father, in a special way, we lift up all those that are dealing with mental issues and mental challenges on today. The world is going through so much of this now, like never before. So we know that there's nobody but the enemy who is still coming to steal and kill and destroy the minds of your people. So we ask that you would touch the minds of your people that are dealing with issues, Heavenly Father, dealing with the mind. But we know that we can only be transformed, and you said that it's by the renewing of our mind. So we stand on your word, knowing that you are the healer. And also in the name of Jesus, we lift up all those that are bereaved all over the land. We pray, Lord, for those that was affected by the shooting on yesterday at the middle school. And Father, we are dealing with so much, and we're seeing so much that are going on, just like your word promised and told us that was going to happen. So we should not be alarmed. You already told us that these things were going to happen, that fathers would be against sons and mothers against daughters. Nations would be against nations and wars and rumors of wars. And we are dealing with all of those things right now. So we know that you are true to your word. So we ask the Heavenly Father that you would move by your spirit in the lives of your people, Heavenly Father, that we can continue to be faithful doers of your word, even while we're in the earth. Heavenly Father, you said we're in the world, but not of the world. So in this life, we're going to go through trials and tribulations, because you also said in your word that it rains on the just as well as the unjust. So we are not exempt. So we just want to be like Jesus Christ. So help us, Heavenly Father, that to be a faithful doers of your word, to continue to be the lights, the bright lights, going into the hedges and highways, and compelling men, women, boys, and girls to be saved in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, it's our prayer on tonight that should there be any listeners on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer that something will be said through your word on tonight through the songs that men, women, boys, and girls will be able to hear, and that their eyes, their spiritual eyes will become open. Wherefore, they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, because you have no respect for a person. It is your desire that no soul be lost. And once they come to know their God purpose is our desire, that they will walk in their God purpose and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory, and your glory alone is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, on tonight, you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. Move by your spirit, bless each listener, and give us and grant us every desire of our hearts. Move by your spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for this worldwide platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted, and neither do we take the listeners for granted. So we just bless your name on tonight, because you're truly worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the world situations dictate to us and try to put us in a spirit of fear and doubt, we're standing on your word that you are in total control at all times. So for this, we're grateful, and we ask all these blessings in your son Jesus' name. Amen. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, again, we have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, obey God and leave the consequences to God. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, obey God and leave the consequences to God. So when you're doing what God told you to do, whether men like it or whether they don't like it, you leave it up to God, because he says, touch not my anointing. When he has placed an anointing on your life and you're standing in holy boldness, doing what he has directed you to do, and when the enemy tried to come and stop you from speaking, you continue to stand up and speak what God gives you to say. And you, brother, as he said in his word, it's better to obey God rather than man. So that's why the spiritual food of thought comes to you again saying, obey God and leave the consequences to God. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get that, I ask that you please click on follow. I do welcome comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I do have one announcement that I'm going to make right now. And this is really pertaining to those of you that are listening that are in the Detroit or the Michigan area, or if you're in Indiana or Chicago area, and you will be in the Detroit area on Saturday, June 23rd, you are invited to this upcoming seminar, the care, Spiritual Care of Southfield presents Suicide Prevention Seminar. Again, it's going to be taking place on Saturday, June 23rd at 12 noon. The address is 8651 Mount Elliott. That's on the east side of Detroit. And the zip code is 48211. A lunch will be provided. If you have or need more information, you can call area code 248-996-1000. 9895 and ask for Sister Sharon Ford, or you can go to their website, which is spiritualcareofsouthfieldmichigan.org. Once again, they will be holding a suicide prevention seminar. This is coming from the Spiritual Care of Southfield, Michigan. And again, the seminar will be taking place on Saturday, June 23rd, 12 noon, at 8651 Mount Elliott, Detroit, Michigan. Again, lunch will be provided. And if you need more information, please call area code 248-996-9895. Ask for Sharon Ford or go to their website, which is spiritualcareofsouthfield.org. And we are praying for those that are dealing with spiritual, not spiritual, but mental illnesses now. Again, as I was saying in the prayer, and some of you may know people or have heard of many people, like never before, we're dealing with so many people, young and old, of all races, that are dealing and struggling with mental illnesses and diseases. And these things are real. And so we don't want to take it lightly or for granted, because we know that that is nobody but the enemy. He's still doing what he does, and he's still coming around to kill, steal, and destroy. And once he gets the mind, if he can get that mind disturbed and off track and off balance, then he has you. And so we want to continue to lift up our sisters and brothers that are dealing with mental challenges and issues. And I thank God for this upcoming seminar. I think that a lot of different cities and states and even churches need to get more involved with this issue because we are blessed to be a blessing to the body of Christ. So we are being doers of God's word, and we see someone that are struggling with these type of issues, it's our job to pray for them. Don't just talk about them or laugh at them and make fun of them. It's our job to see what we can do to help them be of assistance. That's showing love and compassion. So that's what Jesus would do. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King. He is getting ready to bring the word on tonight. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and your paper ready so that you can follow along with him as he delivers God's word on tonight. But before we bring forth Pastor Norman King on tonight, we are going to go into our music break once again on tonight. And I have been playing this song for a reason. Apparently, there's a lot of people that are dealing with issues, and they need the Lord to help them. So the name of the song is Higher Ground by legendary singer Tessie Hill. Enjoy the music break, Higher Ground.
I'm pressing on the upward way. I'm getting every day, still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high. Yeah. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory. Oh, yeah.
Yes, praise the Lord. Higher ground. Our prayer, our aim, our goal should always be higher ground. Someone needed to hear that song on tonight because someone has been discouraged and they feel like giving up and throwing in the towel. But when you know that you are a faithful doer of God's word in this life, the Lord said we're going to have trials and tribulations and things are not always going to go the way we planned or the way we think they should. So don't give in and don't throw in the towel. That's exactly what the enemy wants you to do. So sometimes we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And so that's why it is so important that we know the word. And that's why the Lord said he brings things back to our remembrance through the word, through the Holy Spirit. So he cannot bring things back to your remembrance that's in the word if you don't know the word. So higher ground, your goal, your aim should be higher ground in the Lord. So I thank God for that song, and I pray that someone has been blessed by it on tonight. So right now, we're going to yield the mic now to Pastor Norman King. He's going to bring forth God's word. Again, you are in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown, Jr., and today is Saturday, May 26, 2018. Before I bring forth my cousin, Pastor Norman King, I would like to announce that on next Thursday, the 31st of this month, my youngest sister will be my special guest. She will be sharing a testimony, and she will be answering questions that the Lord has given me to ask her on the show. And through the questions, she will be backing these questions up with scripture. So I am so excited for what the Lord is going to do through her on this coming Thursday. Again, the 31st of May, I would like for you to tune in and be blessed by my younger sister. She is my younger sister biologically, but she's still my sister in the Lord. So we know that the Lord is still working through his people on today. So you want to tune in and be blessed by what the Lord is going to say through her on next Thursday at the same time. So right now I am so excited to bring forth my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He comes forth every fourth Saturday delivering God's word over the same worldwide platform. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
All right, Dale. Brother James, we are so humbly grateful for your obedience to God and your God assignment. And we thank God for your words of encouragement, not just to me, to everyone on the air. I count this as a privilege and an honor in the name of Jesus to be here tonight. For I know if it had not been for his grace and his mercy, I wouldn't be here right now being able to yield unto him and allow him complete control, because I know that if it had not been for the Lord who's on my side, I wouldn't be here right now. But I thank God for this opportunity, and as we come here to share what the Lord has given, one thing that God has done with me through my walk is that when he shows me countless times that when I'm obedient to him, in the area of speaking, a speaking engagement like tonight, during the course of that day, he brings several confirmations to me. And all I can do at this point in my walk for the Lord is just rejoice because I know it's him. And I told a young man that come by the job today, he was just sharing something with me from a guy he met. And I told him, I said, you don't know really what you're doing right now. He looked at me. I said, nah, you really don't know. And he looked at me. So I said, well, what you've done is that you've given me what the Lord told you to give me. And because I needed that confirmation, come on. And what he was doing was telling me how someone who was homeless and who God put people in this homeless, sincere person path that brought him out of his poverty through him yielding to God in a genuine way and not for money. He used to sing. He still do. But he said, I don't sing for money. I sing for food. Even though people try to give him money, he would not take it because he said, I sing for food. And it just ties in with my message. So I'm going to just end it at that, and it may come out some more during the course of this message. But I want to just stop there and go ahead and get into the word, because this is going to talk about issues like that during the course of this sermon. So let us pray in the name of Jesus. I humbly before you, Almighty God, who's first in my life. And I pray that the hearers of your word will be humble and that they be sensitive to the move of your Holy Spirit. For as Mother Grace used to say years ago when she was on the earth, and it still is in my heart because things she said to me, she said, everybody have a need. So I know, you know, that there's several needs, not just one, two, several needs tonight for someone to hear the word that you're going to speak through me. And I pray that I be decreasing and that you will increase, that I won't get in the way. Not in regards to hindrance, but stay in the way as your spirit move and push me to do the will of my Father which art in heaven. I pray these things as we know everybody who's on the sound of my voice, Father God, who hears this message, that they may humble themselves and let your word take its course and stir them and guide them in the way that's needed for such a time as this. And ask all these many blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, that the redeemed Lord say amen, amen, and amen. And as I go tonight, I'm going to share with you all, I'm in Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, the 12th chapter. I'm going to read verses 22 through 26 of the 12th chapter of Matthew with my key verses, is verses 25 and 26. I'm going to read it in the NLT, so follow me in your translation if you so desire. Verse 22 says, "Then a demon-possessed man who was blind and couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. He healed the man so that he could both speak and see. The crowd was amazed and asked, 'Could it be that Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah?' But when the Pharisees heard about the miracle, they said, 'No wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons.' Jesus knew their thoughts and replied, 'Any kingdom divided by civil war is doomed. A town or family splintered by feuding will fall apart.'" In verse 26, "And if Satan is casting out Satan, he is divided and fighting against himself. His own kingdom will not survive." And that's my sermon topic tonight, a divided house. I want to talk about a divided house. And you see what verse 26 says, "And if Satan is casting out Satan, he is divided and fighting against himself, and his own kingdom will not survive." So we know that Satan cannot be divided. Satan beget Satan. Evil beget evil. So here Jesus was falsely accused. And that's the same way in this world we live in today. People don't want to acknowledge the truth. But just because they don't want to acknowledge does not mean that we're supposed to sit down and not say or do anything. Now, and I want to get on, and one of the things I heard Brother James, as he said a shout out to the residents in Detroit and even in Greensboro where I stay, you know, and all over the world. You just watch the news, listen to the news, and you see, you know, and even a place like where I stay in Greensboro, North Carolina, there are killers now every day. And it's not so much heard of in this area. Yes, we always have had killings and shootings and robbing, but not like it is at this moment. It's every day someone is being shot or either killed or both. And about 2 weeks ago, you know, as I'm pondering in prayer and just having a God consciousness, I am just observing. And I'm saying, Lord, help me, because I want to be about you and not about me. What is it that I'm supposed to be doing, and how am I supposed to be doing it? I want to walk so intimate with you that I won't be saying or doing things that I want to do, because I've been in ministry for a long time, and I thank you for what you've done thus far in my walk with you. But I know that you're calling me to do something a little different. Amen. And there are some things that he's bringing up in my spirit that's been my assignment all the while, but he had to allow some courses to take his course. Come on, somebody. Because Romans 11:29 says that the gifts and the calls of God are irrevocable. That means that God does not change his mind. Just because we may not walk or acknowledge a certain thing at a certain time does not mean that God changed his mind like we changed our mind. And as I look into this scripture tonight, In this sermon, says a divided house. We got two kingdoms here, y'all. We got a kingdom of God, and we got a kingdom of Satan. And God wants us to have a clear conscience in acknowledging which kingdom are you of. Come on, and call what kingdom that's at hand the right thing. Now, when we see all these killings and all these shootings and robbery and all these things, we know that that's the kingdom of Satan. And I see so often people, God, calling it everything except what it is. Come on, somebody. That's why I thank God for bringing me to this point tonight to talk about Jesus in this example and the prince of demons. Come on. Now, here we got a man in verse 22. It said, then a demon-possessed man who was blind and couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. He healed the man so that he both can speak and see. And the crowd was so amazed, and he got some say, could it be that Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah? But the Pharisees, the religious sect, they said, but when the Pharisees heard about the miracle, they said, no wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons. So the devil is a liar, and the truth ain't him. Now, as we get into this message, and God is saying to you tonight, he's saying, don't just sit back and do nothing. Yes, we understand, according to God's word, why these things are happening. We are not to be surprised. Paul said one time over there in the gospel, in one of his epistles, he said that, I have you not to be ignorant of these things. In other words, I'm going to bring this back to your remembrance, this conversation we had back then about what's happening now. You people, God, who are sincere about your walk with God, don't count it strange when these things happen or as they are happening. Amen, because you got a place in all this, y'all. Come on. So don't sit back and do nothing. You know, that's what I'm saying. My mama said it all the time. It's getting late. And you know, and not just it's getting late, it is late. Okay? And we got to understand that God is not pleased if we one of those type of Christians sitting out and ain't doing nothing. Come on, somebody. Amen. Now, we got all these killings, you know, just a few weeks ago, you know, someone I know, you know, lost a life. Amen. And you see, when you don't have the covering of God, amen, you are tossed to and fro. You see, that's why it's so important, amen, that we who know, come on, we got to let it be known. In other words, be vocal with it. Be verbal with it. Amen. I said a few weeks ago in a sermon that the Lord spoke through me about people perish for lack of knowledge. Amen. Without a vision, people perish. Amen. In other words, it's our responsibility, people, God, that as we receive the knowledge of God, as we receive the vision of God, God expects us to share it. Don't sit back doormat and don't say or do anything, because we got to acknowledge what's going on and let it be known. Amen. We are given the Great Commission. Go therefore, don't just sit down and don't do anything or be complacent or moping and complaining and always depressed, oppressed, etc., because things are happening. Because God is saying in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all of your cares on me. He said, I know what's up. I know what's going on. You do too, but quit fighting it. Quit fighting in your own power, in your own might. But as we get into this message tonight, I want to make sure that we are clear with this. Amen. In this introductory of this message, it says that the opposition to Christ reached its height in this event. Christ was scorned and diabolically attacked. It is said, and if you are true in your walk, you have been scorned for doing what's right. You have been attacked for doing what's right. But the example we get here from Jesus is that, in other words, if they did it to me, they can do it to you. Amen. Don't sit back and mope and complain, because, in other words, know that you're in right standing. If they scorning you for doing right, come on, somebody. If they attack you for doing right, then you're on the right path. Amen. Jesus was blasphemed. Not only accused, but he was charged with being of the devil. Wow. Again, with all that happening, he kept calm and remained level-headed and went about proving that he was of God, the true Messiah. That's an example right there, y'all. Don't get so upset that you become non-functional in your assignment. Just because somebody is lying on you, just because somebody is talking junk to you, just because they are saying you this or you that, you got to understand, you know, as Jesus said in Garden of Gethsemane, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. What I'm trying to say is that we got to remain conscious, God conscious, and have a clear conscience on really, really what's going on. Amen? because it's getting late. Not only getting late, it is late. Amen. And with all this stuff going on, God is saying these are opportune times for you who know the truth, who stand for the truth, in regardless of what may come against you, because I got you. A lot of people use this word this day and time, I got you. But really, I've experienced that most of them don't know what they mean. They don't know what they're saying. And I'm not saying it's wrong to say that, but as Christians, we're supposed to guide our words differently. Come on, somebody. We got to be more verbal with this thing. Listen, God got you. Amen. Don't just say, I got you. No, I'll tell them, God got you. In the name of Jesus. Come on. We're talking about a divided house, y'all. The reason why so many houses, you know, is divided, because Christ is not the center. A lot of these killings, and I heard Bro James talking about suicides and all these things and mental illness. These are real things that's happening. No different from this man. Okay, he had some mental illness. But what happened? He messed around and ran into Jesus. Come on, somebody, huh? And you can put yourself in the same boat. They can mess around and run into you. And what you got to do is the same thing Jesus did at 12 years old. He said, must I be about my Father's business? Acknowledge the spirit that's before you, but at the same time, deal with it according to the scriptures. Amen? In other words, in 1 Peter 5:8, look at what it says here. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking whom he may devour. See, now if your house is divided, he not only going to get in there, he already in there. Are you hearing me, church? That's the reason why we got to be God conscious and really what's going on and not putting off tomorrow what God is saying deal with today. Amen? Because Satan is seeking whom he may devour. Amen? Jesus proved his messianic power. The proof is this. A devil-possessed man, who the Bible says that was blind and dumb, was healed. Amen? The man was brought to Jesus. Amen? And I got a footnote here. It says, family or friends, if you care enough, bring your family member or your friend to someone, some church who you feel that the Spirit of God is ruling and reigning there. Don't just keep on talking about it. Well, I'm going to do it this day, and I'm going to just wait one more time for this. No, and in between that, Satan heard what you said. Come on, church, come on. And what happened? And Satan, because this person is not walking under the divine umbrella, is being snatched away. And that's why we got these guilty conscience, y'all. Whenever something happened, we say, well, I should have did this, and I shouldn't have not put off this or that. Are you hearing me? Talk to me now, y'all. See, a house that's divided, it still can be helped. Amen. And it takes us in the earth. We are the representation of Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Spirit. So as we walking with a clear God consciousness and we understanding by way of the Holy Spirit really what's happening, God is saying, it's your time to deal with this issue and quit just getting settled for substandardness. Amen. Quit selling for someone who's treating you in a wrong way. Amen. So what Jesus is, he had, no, let me hold up. I get excited and I get that Maggie May type thing going. I can't help that, y'all. Amen. But this man that Jesus healed had some family members who cared enough for him and brought him to a man. That man we say is from Galilee. Amen. And because they brought this man to Jesus, he was healed. Amen. How desperately that some people need family today and friends who care enough to help them. You know, I think about the young man that got killed last week. The other woman that got, you know, killed last week. You know, there are a lot of people who knows about these people in their family, come on, somebody, whether it's a family member or a friend. Now, I'm talking to the people of God in this area right here, y'all. We who know what the word says, God can hold us accountable. Yes, he'll forgive us, but at that moment, y'all, when we're given opportunity to bring glory to God by allowing this Holy Spirit inside of us to come forth to speak against that evil spirit, a lot of times we fail. So I know this word is for somebody tonight, y'all, because Jesus took care of matters when the family brought him, the dumb man, amen, the blind man to him, and the man was healed. Amen. Christ's very purpose for coming to earth was to conquer Satan and break his power over men. In some cases, Satan's power was imagined. In other cases, it was real. And it still is today. When a man is held in bondage by anything, Christ cares and craves to deliver the man. Amen. So what God is saying to you tonight, if you know what I'm saying, if you know it from a personal level, amen, God is speaking to you tonight. Then if you care anything about your friend, if you care anything about your family member, he said you got to speak life and not death. Amen. You have to allow the Holy Spirit. See, don't try to do it in your own power, because that's when we fail, y'all. We got to allow the Holy Spirit that's within us. Amen. I don't care what it says. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Now, another scripture says this right here. It says, if you resist the devil, he shall flee. So if any opposition is coming to you that's contrary to God, you got to resist that spirit. Well, Pastor King, I don't know what to say. Say Jesus' name. Just say hallelujah. Go into a praise, y'all. Amen. Because if you're genuine with your praise, then the Spirit of God is going to take his. Oh, y'all heard me, church? He's going to take care of the matter. But now if you're praying, that's a whole different thing right there, right? This man right here. A man without Christ, this word, this example is showing us that man without Christ is blind and dumb to what? The things of God. There are two reactions to Jesus' message on power. The people were amazed. I read it in the scripture. They were amazed. They wondered in hope. Is this the son of David, the promised Messiah? It's just like you and I. If we operate in the power of the Most High, there are some folks out there who plan. Some folks out there who really don't know, they say the same thing. Is this person a true Christian? Because we live in a day and time, y'all, and sometimes it's hard to distinguish someone who is really serious about their walk because there's so much manipulation going on. I'm going to move on, though, amen? Anyway, we must be on point, y'all. They thought that he might be, yet they were not quite sure who Jesus was. He was not doing the things they had been taught the Messiah was to do. See, they missed the memo. Amen. Because there are so many Christians, even today, that's walking contrary to the word of God, sometimes people are not quite sure what to believe in a person because they see him, and, you know, they hear, let me say this right here, they hear him, hallelujah, praise the Lord, Jesus saved, but yet they see him going to ABC store. They see him out here doing some other stuff that's contrary to what it should be when we do the will of God. So what happened is it leads a person to be confused. Well, God said, if that's you, ask for forgiveness, turn from those ways, and now on, move toward the direction that God has called you to do, and you got to be what? On point. Amen? We got to be what? About our Father business, period. See, the religious, the Pharisees, they denied Jesus. When they saw the people turn to Jesus, they got upset. In the same way, when somebody sees you share the good news, if they're not willing to accept it, amen, they're going to get pissed off. Are you hearing me? They're going to start trying to say things, or they're going to start saying things and try to do things to discredit what you say and what you believe. And when these Pharisees saw the people turn to Jesus, they set out to shatter the people's hope and belief lest they lose their own position and hold on to people. They're just like those people who committed suicide, okay? Before they committed suicide, first they committed murder, you see, because they was not walking under the umbrella of Almighty. And their house is divided, you see? What I'm trying to say is that you may come across somebody who was raised up and was trained up in the way of the Lord, but something happened along the way. And you may be the only somebody that God put in position to lift them up by speaking words of life and not death, and you missed, and you did not miss the opportunity, but you didn't do what God told you to do. Are you hearing me, church? So what happened is because Satan began to see that they wandered off from the house of God, and they begin now to do things that they normally wouldn't do. And then because the people around, the people of God that's around them is not being obedient to God and saying the things they're supposed to do, then that person is divided. Are you hearing me, church? What I'm saying? Because remember the scripture says, Satan is seeking whom he may devour. And that gave him complete access to come into because there was a crack or a crevice that was left open for Satan himself to infiltrate. Are you hearing me, church? So if that may be you, God is saying, ask for forgiveness this day. You can't change what has happened, but you can take and repent and turn 180 degrees and go toward the way God assigned you this day forward. I praise God for this example. Amen. So what we have here, we have a generation, amen, that's clinging to unbelief despite people witnessing them about Jesus Christ. Now, and we all can witness this, that even though you speak the word, and there's an obstinate, a stubborn people that just is not going to believe what you say. But don't be discouraged because they've been stubborn and they're trying to cause chaos because of what you're doing. Just remember, okay, the Holy Spirit, tell me. Thank you. James, the first chapter, verse 2, 3, and 4, where it says, count it all joy when you're going through divers temptation and trials. It talks about patience. Be patient and let patience do its work so you can be complete and want nothing. So what God is saying, I gave you the opportunity to bring praise to my name, and it could be a life and death situation. And this instance right here. So what he's saying, we know the generation that's upon us right now. We know that a lot of people in this generation right now don't know the Lord. Amen. And we know that. So what God is saying, I need you to be about my kingdom, not yours. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because Satan is the prince of the air. Amen. He is the prince of the air. What God is saying, don't give him no foothold. Amen. So you got to stand alone. You stand alone. Amen. Because Jesus, in this example, his argument is that a divided allegiance destroys. Amen. Let me read that verse again. Verse 25 says, Jesus knew their thoughts. In other words, in my gay example, what it was that said in verse 23, could it be that Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah? And then 24 says, but when the Pharisees heard about the miracle, they said, no wonder he can cast out demons. He gets his power from Satan, the prince of demons. But then 25 says, Jesus knew their thoughts and replied. The same way Jesus knew, we can know through discerning the spirit. Amen. We got to tap into this thing, y'all. In other words, time is getting late here, y'all. And we got these spirits around us, and they begin to multiply like gremlins. Why? Because the people of God is not allowing the Holy Spirit within them to come forth. Amen. In other words, I come not to bring peace, but a sword, Jesus said. Amen. In other words, if you got some mess with you, I'm not coming to bring peace to your mess. Come on. I come to bring a sword. So what God is saying tonight through me, the Holy Spirit, rather, is saying that there is a divided house. In other words, there are some people that's operating in the opposite spirit of God. Some of your loved ones, some of your friends. Amen. And what he's saying, that I'm giving you chance to repent tonight, but then move forward and obey God through carrying out your God-given assignment. Amen. This is a universal truth. Division leads to separation and ruin. Yes, it do. Amen. Where there is division, it leads to separation and ruin. A divided kingdom cannot stand. It fights and what destroys itself. Satan is not going to empower anyone to deliver people from evil. Come on, church. That's real talk right there. I'm going to say it again. Satan is not going to empower anyone to deliver people from evil. Not time after time as Jesus was doing. Now, Jesus was healing. He healed the blind man. Are you hearing me, church? Yes, he healed the blind man. He healed the dumb man. But Satan is not going to deliver anybody from Satan. And that's why Jesus had to deal with him what? Direct. Amen? In other words, Satan's kingdom cannot be divided among itself because Satan begat Satan. That's why the Pharisees want to try to take out the hope from the people who say, if this could it be that this Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah? You see, anytime you speak God's word, come on, church, there's somebody around who's mad to the point they are pissed off because you obeying God, But don't, even though sometimes we may get weary, sometimes we might get worried, but now God looking, he see the sincereness in you. He's saying, please allow me. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying. Allow me. He said, you humble yourself right now in this very moment. He said, I got you. I got this. Or, in other words, a divided kingdom or house cannot stand. Amen. Satan would destroy his kingdom and rule over lives. No, Satan is not going to destroy his evil works. He wants his evil works to overtake godly people. Amen. And not just godly people, but even the ones that's out there still. If you come to be a witness about Jesus and Satan sees it, you can believe that something's going to come against you. But that's why we got that one scripture. No weapon that's formed against me shall what? Prosper. Jesus was arguing that it was an absolute impossibility for Satan's kingdom to be divided. And that he come from anywhere other than God himself, talking about himself at that point. Amen. Christ was saying that his works and powers had to be of God. Amen. They could not possibly be of Satan, nor of any source other than God himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Christ did not come to build up the kingdom of darkness and of Satan. The only dealings that he had with Satan were twofold. Christ broke the power and fear of Satan over lives. Amen. In John 12:31, we got this. It said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. The prince of this world, people, is Satan. Not of God. Not God, but it is Satan. Amen. 1 John 3:8 says this. It says, for the purpose of the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So here they were trying to accuse Jesus as being a devil. The devil is a liar. Because anytime you're doing the works of God, you're going to be blamed like that. But going back to what really convicted me to speak about this tonight is all these shootings and killings. And I look at the mothers, the parents, the fathers, the brothers, the sisters, and whoever it may be that is suffering from what is being done. But we need to ask ourselves this question. Did I do what I supposed to do by God? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. In other words, if you fall victim of your disobedience, this is your night to repent and turn from that way. You know, don't beat yourself up for what you didn't do. Learn from the example and take your whipping from the Holy Spirit and move forward to be obedient now this day forward. Amen. Nobody of people can survive division. A divided people cannot stand, whether it be in relationships. If there's division in the relationship, it cannot stand unless two come to agreement. Amen. And we got to, as Christians, we got to deal with this situation, our relationship or whatever it may be, by the Lord. Amen. And by his word. Amen. Not by somebody with some doctoral degree who's speaking something they read in the book, but read the book, the holy book, and allow the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Okay, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God. I really do. I thank God for this word. And we got to be on point, y'all, because God is on the throne, y'all. Amen. God's on the throne. Amen. We got 2 Corinthians 11:14. This is what it says. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. See, that's what happens, y'all. When we are not walking with a God consciousness, we don't see when Satan forms himself to be an angel of light. Because somebody's saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, speaking tongues and shouting, we think that they are of God. Not necessarily, because that's why this verse here backs it up. I'm going to say it again because I get excited. I talk real fast, so let me slow down. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So Satan can transform himself to be something that appeared to be right and it can be wrong. But because we're not walking with a God consciousness, we miss it. Come on, church. Amen. Another verse, John 8:44. This is what it says. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. See, Jesus, see, we may hold punches. Jesus was, he just called them out. Amen. And sometimes we got to call folks out. Are you hearing me? Sometimes we're too timid. There's a time, like it says in Ecclesiastes, for everything. But we got to know, but as you walk with a God consciousness, the Spirit of God in you will let you know when that time is. I'm going to finish this verse because Jesus did not hold no punches. John 8:44, it says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, good God Almighty, for he is a liar and the father of it. Amen to God's word. Job 1:7, this is what it says. Job 1:7, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down it. And he's still doing it today. Y'all, Satan still has to ask permission. And see, God wants us to walk with a God consciousness, that you be able to identify that spirit by the Holy Spirit gifting you with the gift of discernment. Amen. The Bible tells us in one verse, try the spirit by the spirit. James 4:7 tells us this right here. It says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now, let's see. 2 Corinthians 2:11, it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now, and this showing a person is graduating and they're growing in their walk. That's what Paul was trying to address this to them in 2 Corinthians 2:11. He said, lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So call it what it is, church. We got too many divided houses. We got Satan has creeped in. In some cases, he didn't creep. He walks up in there. Are you hearing me? Like when I was in the military in Germany, they call them Autobahn. There are some houses, front doors like an Autobahn. Say, it's no type of resistance for Satan, so he just come right in there. Are you hearing me, church? But if that's your situation, God is. God is able. Come on, y'all. He is able to deal with any situation that you may be in, but he said you got to obey him. Can't compromise. You must obey him, because we can't sit back and not do anything. Amen. There's all this killing and shooting going on every day. And it's even happened from some young 12, 13, 14 year old. It's because, you know, I got to be critical with this, y'all. People of God, we got to quit sitting down not doing anything. Amen. We see what's happening. Don't act like the world in your observation, all right, in your analyzation. You got to know what the word of God says. This is why these things are happening, amen. And this is why these things happen, amen. But God is saying to you as an individual, are you walking in obedience, or is you walking in disobedience? It is so critically important, y'all, for us to do what thus said the Lord, amen, and not sit back and not do anything. Now, I got this song I'm going to play, and after the song, Brother James, you take over. I know we got a few minutes left here, and this song is dealing with a person who stand in need, and they begin to speak about a need, but then they end up graduating as the person began to share with them certain things like us. If somebody come to you and they, as if, like I heard you say, Brother James, about not that God going to do it, it's already done. So this song, just listen to the lyrics of the song. It's like upbeat tempo, but just listen to the words of the song. God bless you.
No matter where you at right now in your life, you could be somebody on the street corner. You could be somebody that's in prison. Or maybe you just doubted out on your luck right now. You should be that same person. But I'm here to tell you that God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. No matter what you do. Problems.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor Norman King for that much-needed word on today, A Divided House. And we thank God for that song, that the title, Don't Leave Me, Lord. And so we know that the word of God tells us when we are being faithful doers of God's word, He's promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank God for Pastor Norman King and this word on tonight, and it kind of ties in with the spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought came to us saying, obey God and leave the consequences to God. So when you're being a faithful doer of God's word and you're standing on the promise of God in holy boldness, and you know that you're doing what the Lord has called you to do, even though sometimes your family members, even other Christians, especially people of the world that are not saved, they're going to criticize you because they don't fully understand what God has called you to do. So, yes, a house can and will be divided if the Lord is not in it. So we need the Lord in our lives, and the church need to come together and be more faithful and more show more compassion and love for people, especially those that are dealing with mental issues on today. We just need to come together as the body of Christ and stand in holy boldness and do, just like Pastor Norman King says, according to God's word, and do what God has called us to do, and being about our Heavenly Father's business, because, yes, it is true. It is late in the evening, and the sun is definitely going down. So we must be about our Heavenly Father's business. So we just thank God for the word on tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it, as I was. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. So we're going to close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me as we close out for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for who and all that you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. In spite of ourselves, we don't deserve it, but you still watch us over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints. So we thank you for your word on tonight through through your man of God, Pastor Norman King. It is our prayer, our hope, and desire that your word has been received by the listeners on tonight. Should be anyone that have fallen short because of your word, they are not doing what your word has called us to do and have caused your house to be divided, it's our prayer that you would touch their hearts, that they will be able to open their mouth again and ask for forgiveness so that they will be able to continue to walk and fulfill their God purposes in the earth. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit in every door that's going to be opening in your son, Jesus' name, on tomorrow all over the land. Continue to anoint each vessel that's going to bring forth your word on tomorrow to the bringing and the saving of many souls, that many backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, that we can be total assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities, that we will all be able to fulfill our God purposes in the earth individually and then as a corporate body of believers for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. All the people of God said, amen. Well, that's our program, our show for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Give God glory. Give God honor and praise. Why? He is worthy to be praised. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.